Revelation Revealed, Part 5, Section 77, Revelation 21, verses 22 to 27, the New Jerusalem. 22 reads, I did not see a temple in the city because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb, they're still distinguished separately, are its temple. There is no temple in this New Jerusalem because God and Jesus is the temple. We need to understand that Jesus, when he was incarnated into a human body in the womb of Mary, for eternity changed his existence. He became separate from God his Father to a real extent, and he will always be to one degree or another separate from his Father, as we see right here. Verse 23, the city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The glory of God will be shining through Jesus. And see, we don't need a physical sun or moon. There's going to be a special light, a radiance that comes from Jesus that penetrates all of the new earth. And what that will exactly be like is hard for us to imagine. 24. The nations will walk by its light. The nations of the world will walk by the light that comes from Jesus out of the New Jerusalem. This tells us on the new earth there will be nations. And the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it, into the New Jerusalem. There will be kings of nations on the new earth. It's my thinking, if the New Jerusalem is the place where Christian Jews live, the rest of the new earth will be inhabited by Christian Gentiles. And they will bring their splendor into the New Jerusalem. 25. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. There will be nations, and whatever glory and honor they have will be brought into the city of the New Jerusalem. 27. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is shameful, deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Nothing evil will enter the New Jerusalem because there will be no evil on the new earth, which has nations. And that's something I believe a lot of Christians don't understand.